With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
The coming phase began with a shift so subtle utmost people on Earth would no way have noticed it. But Elon and his platoon felt it incontinently. The intelligence had changed its tone not literally, since it communicated through patterns of resonance, not sound but through the structure of its beats, the pacing of its sequences, the way it shaped the inflow of information. What had formerly been an exploratory dialogue now carried direction. The intelligence wasn't just responding to their presence, it was preparing them for commodity. Elon stood at the center of the command chamber, studying the new patterns projected in three-dimensional space. The sequences stretched overhead in twisting bends, their figure more intricate than a head, suggesting layers of meaning hidden behind spatial connections. He followed their stir with his eyes, mapping the connections, feeling the hint of intention behind every shift. The vessel's systems acclimated automatically as the intelligence produced a stable sequence that flowed through the detectors in metrical intervals. Aisha watched from her station, fritters moving across the interfaces with royal speed. The vessel's propulsion matrix responded incontinently, holding perfect balance as currents of energy flowed around and through it. "The signal is stabilizing," she said, her voice steady. "It's nudging us to an advanced energy position." Elon jounced. He could feel the subtle pull, a gravitational alignment that wasn't arbitrary and wasn't a natural miracle. It was directed, shaped like a corridor rather than a field. Nadia leaned near to her press as new beaches of the sequence unfolded, revealing patterns within patterns. "Look at this," she said, segregating a member that repeated with adding perfection. "It's communicating through formative hindrance. The beats are mounding into coherent clusters, like it's forming an advanced order structure." Elon studied the protuberance. The clusters formed chassis such like shapes, shifting and interlocking, nearly like instructions for an armature that was outside standard physical confines. His mind worked to interpret the shapes, comparing them to before sequences, tracking their elaboration. Yuvan's AI anatomized the palpitation intervals and generated a new prophetic model. But this time, indeed, the AI plotted to keep up. Its protrusions changed every many seconds as the intelligence acclimated, reshaping its affair before the software could stabilize. The intelligence was moving faster than a head. Not chaotic, no way chaotic, but operating on a position that pressed the limits of both mortal and machine perception. Elon felt the familiar spark in his mind, the state he entered when working problems that refused to fit ordinary sense. This challenge wasn't just specialized. It needed suspicion, imagination, and an amenability to step beyond familiar fabrics. He let his studies drift along the pathways of the signal, following the bends, the reiterations, the retired measures bedded in the figure. Sluggishly, pieces began to connect. The intelligence wasn't simply showing them structures, it was demonstrating a principle. Commodity about how energy could be shaped, directed, or converted through spatial resonance. The vessel shifted again, gently but unmistakably. Detectors detected a refinement in the energy field girding them. Where earlier relations had felt like probing, the new field felt purposeful, nearly defensive. A boundary had formed around the vessel, a kind of envelope shaped from lapping beats. Aisha acclimated control systems to compensate, icing stability. Whatever it's doing, she said, it's segregating us from the girding terrain. We're inside a controlled zone. Elon honored the significance incontinently. The intelligence was creating a space where communication could consolidate without hindrance from solar winds, orbital debris, or background cosmic radiation. It was creating a clean channel. A literacy chamber. Nadia continued tracking the intelligence's sequences. The beats are expanding into advanced harmonious layers, she said. They're forming a structure with four-dimensional parcels. She expanded the protuberance, revealing a complex topology that shifted with every angle. Elon studied it, noting the harmony and the dynamic equilibrium that maintained stability through changing resonances. It wasn't a communication, it was a demonstration, nearly like the intelligence was showing them how energy and figure could be interwoven to produce stable forms beyond standard drugs. It's tutoring us, Elon muttered, showing us commodity abecedarian. Yuvan approached, his tablet displaying the AI's newest computations. These patterns align with academic models we've only theorized, he said, reverberative spatial structures fabrics that could enable navigation through in linear space. Elon felt a bite run through him. Navigation through in linear space. If that was what the intelligence was intimating it, it would change everything about interplanetary trip, conceivably indeed astral trip. But it was end offering instructions. It was guiding them through the principles, awaiting them to share in the literacy process. The coming set of beats came through with a clarity that stood out against everything ahead. They were slower, heavier, nearly metrical in a way that conveyed commodity-like emphasis. Elon watched, understanding that the intelligence was halting the progression temporarily to allow them time to catch up. It was a pause but a purposeful bone. A chance to reuse the counter-accusations of what they'd seen. He walked sluggishly around the protuberance, hands clasped behind him, absorbing the evolving shapes. Humanity's understanding of drugs had limits. The intelligence was gently pushing those limits outward, revealing that the edges of mortal knowledge weren't boundaries but starting points. A new surge of resonance swept through the vessel, this time accompanied by a faint shimmering effect that gurgled across the housing. The palpitation carried layers of information, not instructions, but a challenge. As the patterns unfolded across the defenses, Elon realized what the intelligence wanted interpretation. Humanity was meant to mimic the sequences like a pupil copying a formula. They were meant to understand the underpinning sense, internalize the principles, and respond with their own structure. A dialogue of construction. A discussion in form. Elon turned to the platoon. It's waiting for us, he said. It's given us the foundation, the principles, the frame. Now it wants to see how we respond. Nadia glanced at the protuberance, also back at Elon. You're saying it wants us to produce commodity. Exactly, Elon said. Not replication. Not restatement. Creation. The pressure in the room thickened. For the first time, the responsibility wasn't about decrypting. It was about producing. The intelligence had opened a new phase, one that needed humanity to step forward, not follow. Elon felt the intensity of the moment, the weight of what came next. They had been given a regard into a deeper subcoste of reality. Now they had to show they could engage with it. The room settled into a focused silence as the platoon absorbed the weight of what Elon had said. The intelligence had shifted the dynamic entirely. They were no longer unresistant learners. Decrypting an alien system, they were anticipated to respond with a structure of their own. Commodity that demonstrated understanding rather than belittlement. Elon stood near the main protuberance, watching the chassis such-like figure ripple sluggishly in the air. Its calm, metrical pulsing made the graveness of the moment indeed clearer. This was a test, not of technology, but of abstract reach. Humanity had been handed a principle, and the coming move was theirs. Aisha acclimated the environmental controls of the vessel, icing complete system stability. Before they tried anything, she had felt the weight of the intelligence's shift just as explosively as Elon. However, she said still, the intelligence will, if we produce commodity unstable, notice, it might misinterpret our intentions. Or worse, we could disrupt the field it formed around us. Her voice carried no fear, only perfection. Elon jounced. We do this precisely. Nothing rushed. Nothing ornamental. We make a structure that reflects what we authentically understand. Nadia began segregating the core resonance patterns the intelligence had demonstrated. She separated harmonics into layers, tracing how each palpitation interacted with the coming. The structure isn't in the shape alone, she said. It's in the timing and the energy flow. However, everything collapses if we get one subcoste wrong, she expanded. The protuberance again, showing how the intelligence's figure expanded and contracted in tempo with the vessel's energy hand. Elon watched nearly. There was fineness in the structure, an interplay of balance, pressure, meter, and release that felt nearly musical in its sense. Yuvan's AI generated several possible fabrics grounded on the intelligence's principles. But each attempt fell piecemeal under its own complexity. The intelligence's structures weren't stationary shapes. They were dynamic, living processes. These models won't work, Yuvan said. Quote, they follow the calculation, but they don't capture the inflow. The intelligence is in T. Erecting equations, its structure connections. Elon appreciated that distinction. The intelligence's patterns were relational, not simply structural. They reckoned on harmony between figure and resonance, between spatial arrangement and energetic timing, between form and purpose. That meant their response couldn't just be specialized. It demanded to carry intent. Elon stepped near to the central press. He began sketching a sequence, not visually, but conceptually, mapping out a frame that followed the intelligence's principles while remaining distinctly mortal. Commodity embedded in mortal understanding of harmony, balance, and stir. He created a helical-based structure told by orbital mechanics, bedding harmonious intervals that reflected metrical mortal thinking. Nadia studied the arising pattern with interest. This is commodity we.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Can make on, she said. It respects the principles without copying them. They worked together, enriching the structure one subcoste at a time. Aisha accompanied the vessel's energy systems with the developing pattern, conforming power inflow so the structure would crop easily, rather of jolting the intelligence's field. Yuvan helped model the dynamic parcels, icing that each change would evolve logically with the others. As the structure grew more defined, Elon felt an unusual sensation, a sense of internal resonance with the process, as if his own understanding was aligning with the intelligence's meter. The vessel hummed vocally as they generated the first experimental waveform. The pattern surfaced as a faint, shimmering figure, slightly visible within the intelligence's field. It flitted, wavered, and dissolved. Aisha caught the system logs incontinently. The harmonious alignment was out by lower than 1%, she said, but that's enough to destabilize it. Elon was discouraged. He'd anticipated the first attempt to fail. What signified was that the intelligence had responded negatively. Rather, the field remained stable. Observing. Staying. They tried again, this time conforming the harmonious intervals to more match the intelligence's base resonance while still incorporating mortal sense. Nadia added a secondary subcoste, icing that structural underpinning passed gradationally rather of suddenly. The new construct appeared again, stronger. This time, more coherent. It held shape for several seconds before collapsing. But this time, commodity new hapt. The intelligence released a subtle palpitation in response, not aggressive, not corrective, encouraging. A recognition of the attempt. A punch toward refinement. Elon felt a spark of excitement. It's interacting with us, he said. Not just observing. It's guiding the process. The platoon leaned near to the protuberance as the intelligence produced a cluster of beats that stressed specific regions of the failing construct. It was furnishing answers. It was pointing to the sins, showing where the structure demanded cohesion or where the resonance did flow naturally. Nadia snappily counterplotted the stressed regions. It's tutoring through feedback, she said. A cooperative construction, the consummation made the process feel nearly conversational. Each mortal adaptation led to an intelligent response. Each corrected excrescence revealed a deeper principle. Sluggishly, the construct grew more stable. Layers interlocked with lesser perfection. Resonances flowed in smoother cycles. The shape held for longer ages before dissolving. The intelligence's beats came softer, more metrical, still evaluative, but no longer probing. Encouraging. After several cycles of refinement, the construct eventually held its shape for further than 10 seconds. Its chassis shone with a soft internal gleam, harmonizing with the intelligence's field. The vessel's detectors registered perfect resonance across all covered frequencies. Aisha exhaled, long and relieved. It's stable, she said. Yuvan checked the AI criteria. And the intelligence is accepting it. For a moment, the vessel was in a state of perfect balance, mortal creation and alien intelligence aligned in a single structure. Elon felt the weight of that moment. This was just specialized success. It was abstract connection. A participated understanding expressed through form and resonance. Humanity had responded, and the intelligence had accepted that response. But the moment did end there. The intelligence released a palpitation unlike anything before, a deep, slow, important resonance that rolled through the vessel like a surge. It did destabilize the construct. It expanded it. The structure grew outward, unfolding into confines the platoon could completely perceive. It came richer, broader, more intricate, as if the intelligence was perfecting their creation with knowledge that was beyond mortal frameworks. The construct expanded until it filled the entire protuberance chamber, its edges bending into confines the mortal eye could smell but not completely interpret. It palpitated with a calm, reverberative gleam, like a living figure breathing in slow intervals. Each palpitation transferred soft ripples through the vessel, not destabilizing but coinciding, aligning the boat's systems with a structure that now was as both mortal creation and alien addition. Elon stood motionless, feeling the subtle shift in the air, as if the vessel had crossed an unnoticeable threshold. This was just acknowledgement presently. It was cooperation. The intelligence had taken their scrap of understanding and added layers that revealed pathways, principles, and fabrics far beyond anything humanity had constructed ahead. Aisha covered the vessel's status readouts, awaiting strain on the energy grid or stress across the housing, but the readings told a different story. The systems weren't floundering, they were running smoother than ever. The intelligence's advancements had stabilized oscillations that typically needed constant correction. "It's optimizing us," she said, still surveying through situations of data. "It's conforming the terrain so the construct can live without hindrance." Elon honored the significance. The intelligence was not simply interpreting their structure. It was making space for it, guarding it, icing it could grow. That position of engagement inferred trust, or at least interest deep enough to warrant collaboration on a delicate position. Nadia examined the construct's expanded figure, trying to collude the new layers added by the intelligence. "These additions," she muttered, conforming the protuberance to concentrate on one of the extended bumps. "They represent connections between energy fields we have and indeed theorized. They're not arbitrary, they're purposeful, like they're guiding us toward a broader frame." Elon knew she was right. He approached the construct sluggishly, following a helical that had surfaced from their original design but now extended into advanced harmonics. The intelligence hadn't overridden their work, it had grown it. Like a schoolteacher who completes a pupil's judgment to reveal a deeper idea hidden in the structure of the study, Yuvan's AI plotted to model the new layers. Every time it tried to collude one of the intelligence's accruals, it reached a point where the sense fanned into patterns that didn't align with known mathematics. The AI flagged these branches as unresolvable, yet Elon tasted they were not crimes. They were labels, points where mortal knowledge ended and new principles began. "It's showing us the edges," Elon said, watching as the unresolvable zones lustered on the display. "Not to block us, but to educate us what lies beyond." The AI recalculated again, this time shifting from logical modeling to pattern recognition. Indeed, also, the intelligence remained ahead of it, guiding, conforming, expanding. The coming palpitation from the intelligence changed everything. It was deeper, slower, and carried a resonance that pressed gently against their senses. Not painful, not inviting, simply profound. The construct responded incontinently, its figure shifting into a new configuration. Shapes stretched, interlocking pathways unfolded, and a chassis such-like ring formed around the main curl. Nadia captured the change as snappily as she could, but the structure evolved faster than the instruments could track. "The construct is transitioning," she said. This is some kind of phase shift." Aisha stabilized the vessel's energy inflow as the resonance boosted. Elon watched as the construct solidified into a new form, compact, intricate, balanced. It was not arbitrary. It was deliberate, a final shape. Also, the intelligence palpitated formerly more, transferring a single coherent surge across the construct. The moment the surge passed through, every subcoste lit up at formerly tintless light lustered through the figure, revealing connections that had been unnoticeable before. Lines of force, bends of energy, multidimensional patterns that extended beyond the physical protuberance. The construct had come commodity new entirely. Not a communication, not a demonstration, a key. Elon felt it, incontinently. The shape was not emblematic, it was functional. Its figure decoded not only information but a process, commodity that could be used, applied, legislated. Aisha goggled at the readings. "This pattern, it channels energy. Not the way our systems do. It shapes the inflow, rather of pushing it." Yuvan scrolled through runners of data. "However, we could change propulsion models, field stabilization, if we understood indeed a bit of this," but Elon was not allowing about operations. His mind followed the structure itself, seeing what it inferred. This wasn't a tool for minor adaptations. The intelligence had given them a frame that suggested new forms of movement, paths that didn't follow orbital mechanics or direct propulsion. A way to move through space by shaping it, not covering it. A way to navigate through confines not traditionally accessible. He felt the quiet consummation settle through him. This wasn't just a construct, it was an abstract machine. The intelligence palpitated again, but this time the resonance carried a tone of check. Not pullout, not rejection, completion, and suggestion that the construct had reached the form it intended. The field around the vessel held steady, also gradationally softened, releasing its tight harmonics. The intelligence had stepped back, allowing the humans to completely observe what now floated before them, a shape that represented a ground between their understanding and a deeper cosmic frame. Aisha turned from the readings. So what do we do with it? The question hung in the air. No fear, no vacillation, just the quiet consummation that the coming move was theirs. Elon studied the construct one last time before answering. We learn it, we test it, we understand as important as we can. Also, he added, still but with absolute certainty, and when we're ready, we make what it's pointing toward. Outside the vessel, the void remained silent, but the path ahead had changed ever since.